Welcome back to Breast Cancer Update, and we continue with the interview with Dr. Joanne Blum.
Another area of clinical research that you've been involved with is really fascinating is Abraxane. Can you kind of trace the development of this agent, what it is, and what we know about it up to this point?
Abraxane is a nanoparticle cremophore-free formulation of paclitaxel. This is a proprietary formulation which was developed by American Biosciences Incorporated, which is a company in California. And what they did was they took paclitaxel and they treated it with albumin. And the albumin forms a coating. Albumin can bind hydrophobic molecules, and paclitaxel is one such hydrophobic molecule. These tiny particles, 1/100th the size of a red cell, then are injected into a patient. These particles are taken up into cells via a specific albumin receptor, so-called GP60 or caveolin. This then leads to high intratumor concentrations or intracellular concentrations of paclitaxel. This is a new way of drug delivery, and it may end up being used for a variety of other drugs. The drug was then studied in animal models, first in human tumor xenografts in nude mice, and in both breast, lung, prostate, and ovarian tumor models, there was marked suppression of tumor growth in these animals compared with Taxol or the control animals. Then it was studied in the phase 1 setting in two parallel tracks, first in Q3-week dosing and second in weekly dosing. At the Q3-week dosing, the MTD was 375 per meter squared. That was the maximum dose possible. Actually, the maximum tolerated dose was 300 per meter squared. And the dose-limiting side effects were sensory neuropathy, stomatitis, and keratitis. Those were seen at 375 per meter squared. Based on that, two phase 2 trials were done, looking at 175 per meter squared Q3 weeks, or 300 per meter squared Q3 weeks. And what was seen was excellent response rates on the order of 40 and 48% for all patients, and in the 60s for the first line setting. Dose-limiting toxicity, the grade 3 sensory neuropathy that was seen was zero at the 175 per meter squared dose, but 11% at the higher dose. Based on those two phase 2 trials in metastatic breast cancer, the randomized phase 3 trial was done among 460 patients, randomized 1-to-1 to Abraxane given at 260 per meter squared Q3 weeks versus 175 for paclitaxel per meter squared Q3 weeks. Now, in the phase 1 and phase 2 trials, this drug was given over 30 minutes without premedication with Decadron or antihistamines, and it did not require G-CSF support. So in the phase 3 trial, the drug was given over 30 minutes without steroid premedication or without antihistamines versus paclitaxel, which was given the standard way of 175 per meter squared over 3 hours with standard premedication. In this trial, the response rates were superior for the Abraxane arm compared with Taxol, paclitaxel. And this was particularly striking in the frontline patients. The side effects for Abraxane in that trial, grade 3 peripheral neuropathy was 10%, and grade 4 neutropenia was 9%. At the same time, parallel to this, were studies looking at the drug given weekly. At the Arizona Cancer Center, Dan Van Hoff's group looked at Abraxane given weekly in a phase 1 setting. So these were patients with a variety of different cancers, heavily pretreated, some of whom had already had taxanes. The cohorts were groups of 3, starting at 80 per meter squared and then going up to 200. And what was found for the heavily pretreated patients, the MTD was 100 per meter squared, weekly times 3, off times 1, also given over 30 minutes without premedication. The MTD for the lightly pretreated patients was 150 per meter squared.